This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
So sorry.
Not gonna let them catch me, no. Not gonna let them catch the Midnight Rider.
Chris McMahon.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 12:02 on the Fan. I think Eli Manning is closer to the Hall of Fame than me being able to sing that song again. Good Lord. Get with it, voice. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. I got you for 5 hours. All the way to the warm-up show. Taking your calls. Fliegelman on the other side. Connor Green still hanging out. And today's the day we made it. First off, we made it. It's Friday. The Super Bowl is this Sunday. We'll do a lot on the Super Bowl today. We'll give you the pick for the game. Get into some of the different matchups. But we start with, and it's finally here. It's finally here. The conversation that, you know, we've all joked. Here's a little, I'll let you in on the inside of sports radio. And I was talking with Keith there. I don't know if you've heard at the end of the show, but me and Keith were talking. And I mentioned Paul Rosenberg. This is always a joke with Paul Rosenberg producing on the other side. But we've always, the joke is always, if the show feels dead, no calls. Just have the Is Eli Elite conversation. That'll drum up some phone calls. And that's just been a cliche, a go-to thing, something we have fun with because it is such a good conversation because, I'm sorry, Giant fans, I think we need to understand this, especially now. It's not a slam dunk that Eli Manning certainly is a first ballot Hall of Famer. And Pete McCarthy just said it in his update, and I agree. The story isn't that Eli Manning did not make the Hall of Fame. Eli Manning is a 500. There are arguments to be made against Eli Manning getting into the Hall of Fame. Eli Manning is an overall 500. He's 117 and 117. He's a 500 quarterback. He has never been, nor ever was, a top three, maybe even top five quarterback in the league at any moment of his entire career. He was never even thought of, whispered, considered in the MVP conversation at all. Eli Manning threw a lot of touchdown passes in this league. Eli Manning threw for a lot of yards in this league. Eli Manning made a lot of money in this league. But Eli Manning's hopes for getting in the Hall of Fame are based on two seasons and two playoff runs and two unbelievable championships, and that they beat the undefeated Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and beat them again in 2011. That is where Eli Manning holds his hope for getting into the Hall of Fame. And I think it's a damn good one. Because those two runs are unbelievably special, especially here, the way we view them. I mean, that to beat the undefeated Patriots, as that's as good a championship as this city's ever seen. Forget the Giants. You'd have a tough time telling me there's a Yankee championship better than that one. Like, that is an unbelievable special playoff run and an unbelievable special Super Bowl, keeping Bill Belichick and Tom Brady from being immortal. Like, there's discussion, and maybe we'll have it today at 888-808-1019, where we could make the argument if the Chiefs win on Sunday, that's a three-peat. Where do you put Patrick Mahomes now with Tom Brady? Where do you put this group of Chiefs against that dynasty that was the Patriots? You're not even considering that if there's an undefeated team. If they knock off the 72 Dolphins, we're not even having that discussion yet. The Patriots and Belichick are on another level. Eli Manning kept that from happening. Yes, the defense. Yes, the pass rush. Eli Manning played incredible in those games. But the story isn't that he didn't make it, because there's compelling cases that Eli Manning isn't a first ballot Hall of Famer. The Hall of Fame voting made it very clear that Eli Manning wasn't close to being a first ballot Hall of Famer. They didn't care about the two Super Bowl runs. They didn't care that he's going to be now the only quarterback, two-time Super Bowl MVP, not first ballot Hall of Famer. He is not Bart Starr. He is not Terry Bradshaw. He's obviously not Tom Brady, Drew Brees, his brother, the other quarterbacks of his era, and the other great Super Bowl winners in history. Eli Manning isn't there. He didn't finish in the top 10. There are reports that it's definitely out there that he didn't finish in the final seven finalists. There are reports that he didn't finish in the final 10 cut. Torrey Holt, Luke Kuechly. The NFL voters told you today that Luke Kuechly was closer to being a Hall of Famer than Eli Manning. Luke Kuechly was one hell of a player. Luke Kuechly was a great defensive player, rookie of the year, defensive player of the year. He played like 8 seasons. Eli Manning has 2 Super Bowl MVPs. And he's not in the top 10. And Luke Kuechly is. Like, we could have the discussions on whether or not we believe Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer. And that's what scares me as a Giant fan who wants to see him in the Hall of Fame. He didn't make the top 10, and you look at it next year. Next year, you have Larry Fitzgerald. You have Drew Brees. You have Witten. And you have Philip Rivers. That's two right there. Fitz and Brees are getting in over him. There's no question. And they're more deserving than he is. So you look at it right now for Eli Manning, it's not even that he didn't get in on the first ballot. Right? We could have that discussion whether or not he deserved to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. And whether or not he deserved that for what he's done in this league. And you can't tell the story of the NFL without telling the story of that 2017 Super Bowl and knocking off the undefeated Patriots in that playoff run. But let's be fair, Giant fans, even if you are the biggest Giant fan out there and the biggest Eli Manning fan out there, and even if you think he deserved to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, this is a guy who overall, and especially after the last Super Bowl, I mean, he's won double digits. He has a team that won double-digit games 4 times in his career. 2005, he won 11 games. 2007, he won 10. 2008, which was the best New York Giant team I've ever seen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
I was around for the 90 team, but I don't really remember them. I remember the Super Bowl and the playoff run a little bit, but I don't remember them week to week. 2008-12 wins. 2010-10 wins. 2016, I'm sorry, I forgot about 2016, 11 wins. I mean, so he's got a handful of double-digit wins in his long career. And after that final Super Bowl, 9-7, 7-9, 6-10, 6-10, 11-5, 3-12, 5-11, 1-3. He's only won playoff games in the 2 years that they won the Super Bowl. Other than that, he had never won a playoff game outside of those two seasons. And he was never in the top 3 to 4 quarterbacks in the league at any point in his career. I think he deserves to be a first ballot Hall of Famer because of those two playoff runs, because of the longevity, because of the ability to play and never miss a game and be the Iron Man in the NFL. To lead a Giant team on those two unbelievable runs. They're as good. Forget just, I mentioned in the city. They're as too good a runs any team has gone on in NFL history. Like, they really are. When you consider where those teams were at different times during the course of the regular season, and then what they became as they kept. And think of the quarterbacks he knocked off along the way. He knocks off Tony Romo. He knocks off Brett Favre. He knocks off Tom Brady. He knocks off Aaron Rodgers. He knocks off Tom Brady again. I mean, he beat Tom Brady twice. He beat Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, Tony Romo, Matty Ice. Like, he beat MVPs. He beat Hall of Famers. He beat the greatest quarterback and the best winner the sport's ever seen. Twice. So you can have a debate, and we will if you want, at 888-808-1019 on whether or not he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. That's over with, right? That's over with. But here's the question. When does he get in? Because what they're telling you today is that most of the NFL voters, most of the Hall of Fame voters, lean with the former argument of him not being a Hall of Famer. I mean, I understand that, hey, you get plenty of chances. No, but you don't have to get on the first try. Once he gets in, who cares what year he gets in? Fine. He didn't finish in the top 10. This is, his last name is Manning. He won 2 Super Bowls in New York. He beat Tom Brady twice. He'd be the only quarterback to ever win multiple MVPs in the Super Bowl and not be a first ballot Hall of Famer. And it wasn't close. That's what's shocking to me. This wasn't even a hard decision for the NFL Hall of Fame voters. This is a resounding no. Eli belonged nowhere near the first ballot Hall of Fame. That's what they said. Luke Kuechly is closer to a Hall of Famer than Eli Manning is. That is, and again, you're going to start now. The other thing, like again, he played in a great era of quarterbacks. His entire career is with Tom Brady. Most of his brother, Drew Brees, who's going to be there next year, Philip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger. Like, he played with a lot of good quarterbacks. He played in an era of a lot of great quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre. And some of them he's beaten the biggest games on the biggest stage. But they told you those two playoff runs and those two Super Bowl runs and those two championships are nice and it'll probably get him in. But a Manning who played in the biggest city in the country for the New York Giants, won two Super Bowls, two Super Bowl MVPs, beat the legendary Tom Brady and Bill Belichick twice, and he's not even close. Luke Kuechly is more deserving. And then you look forward to next year. There are two guys who are mortal locks. Fitz and Breeze are getting in. And then you get to Ben Roethlisberger. And Philip Rivers is on. And that will tell you a lot. Philip Rivers is going to really tell you what the Hall of Fame voters think. Because that's someone who, if you want to go Sunday to Sunday, you could argue put up better numbers. Was on a better team for a lot of it. There was a lot of talent as his tight end, Gates, got into the Hall of Fame last night. But Rivers put up a lot of big numbers. Rivers, you know, won a lot of games, but obviously Rivers never won the big game, never got to the big game. But let's see what his, does he make the top 10 in his first ballot? And then you're going to get more quarterbacks kind of like, now I'm concerned. I have to admit, I'm concerned. I thought it was going to be a no issue whether he gets in this year, next year, the year after, whatever. Eventually, Eli Manning is going to be a Hall of Famer. And I still kind of feel that way. But to have him not be in the top 10, and then I look at some of the names coming up, and you hear the interviews like leading up to it, there was a lot of buzz that he wasn't getting in. I saw Mad Dog did an interview, and the guy was like, he was talking to an NFL Hall of Fame voter, and he was just plainly, no, he's not getting in. Like, there was no doubt inside the voting committee. They left no doubt. And I am shocked by it because it's nonsense. Like, you don't want to put him in? Fine. There are names in the top 7 and in the top 10 who don't belong there over Eli Manning. Who don't belong there over Eli Manning, who played every single game, who won two of the best Super Bowls the sport's ever seen. Went on two of the best playoff runs on the road to beat Hall of Famers in very difficult places to play. Got his ass kicked in the NFC Championship game against the San Francisco 49ers. Made two of the best throws and two of the biggest plays in Super Bowl history. The helmet catch from David Tyree, in my mind, the greatest throw in NFL history to Manningham in the 2011 Super Bowl. That's the best throw in the NFL's history, in my mind. That won them the game. He's looking right the entire time. He turns left for a split second and puts a high-arching 35, 40-yard pass right in the bucket on the sidelines to Manningham. That is a perfect throw in a huge spot to beat Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. And yet, well, Luke Kuechly was pretty good for the Panthers. Like, I am amazed at how the Hall of Fame voting treated Eli Manning. Amazed. I thought there was a chance he wouldn't get in. I thought he would. Going in, I thought Eli Manning was going to get in on the first ballot. To not get in isn't a shock. To not be in the top 7 is shocking. To not be in the top 10 is astounding and ridiculous. And I'm starting to get concerned. Although, ultimately how I feel about it, I'm sure I want it for Eli. I want Eli to have it. I want Eli to have this gold jacket, to be called a Hall of Famer, to be able to feel that, be able to experience that. He deserves it. But ultimately, this is how I've always felt about the Eli Manning conversation, about whether he's a Hall of Famer or whether Eli's elite. That conversation we've been having for decades, I don't give a damn. I really don't care. I don't care what you think. I don't care what the Hall of Fame voters think. I'm a Giants fan. And I thank the good Lord every day that they made that trade. And that Eli Manning that I got to watch from 2004 to 2019, Eli Manning lead my football team. Because there was nobody tougher. There was nobody better in the big moment. There was nobody better in the fourth quarter. There was nobody I trusted more. And there was nobody I would ever want to lead the New York Giants more than Eli Manning. And Tom Coughlin needs to be there too. I know that was a discussion in the afternoon. We could have that too. Tom Coughlin needs to get his ass in the Hall of Fame as well. But I don't care what they think. Eli Manning's a Hall of Famer in my book. Eli Manning was, he brought two of the best championships this city's ever seen. He led this team. He played hurt. He played with, you know, shoulder injuries. He played with all kinds of issues. He played every single week. He gave you his all every single week. He's got two of the great playoff runs and championships we've ever seen. And he deserved better than what he got today. And now I'm concerned about the year after and the year after and the year after. If the Luke Kuechlys of the world are going to be closer to a Hall of Fame than Eli Manning, and you got Fitzgerald and Breeze and Roethlisberger and all these guys upcoming, I don't know if he... I mean, eventually I think he gets in, but it could be a while. 888-808-1019. So we'll start there. We'll have the Eli Manning conversation. Because listen, again, I think it's fair. There's plenty of points to go against Eli Manning for being a first ballot Hall of Famer. But it wasn't even close. I am shocked. 888-808-1019. We'll get into the, obviously, the Super Bowls. We're here on Football Friday, leading into the game. A couple of baseball things. Pete Alonso had a meeting with the owner. We'll get into that. Brian Cashman had an interview on Yankees Hot Stove that is getting a lot of Yankee fans all upset about something we already knew. I find the conversation fascinating.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.